So we are working on the Brad and John Dead Butt Syndrome app that will go off on your phone. You just hit that thing, it'll go off on your phone kind of like every 15 minutes throughout the workday. And then you, at that point, you're supposed to clench and unclench or whatever it is that you're supposed to do. Work those muscles. Give us time. We're getting it put together right now.
You know, when
our
I've got
IT department.
Now I have about an hour long drive to and from work, so I can do my clenching, you know, exercises all the way home. That's a good hour, you know, that I'm not wasting.
Yeah, yeah. So put that the sitting time to use. You know, it sounds to me like you didn't have to get up. You can just kind of sit there while you're sitting. You can exercise those muscles. 360-733-5476-360-733-KISM. Brad and John, good morning.
How you doing? No, this is a guy out here on the Strait of Juan de Fuca. That's all I want to tell you.
All right, what's going on out there?
Are you talking about trucker's butt?
Well, it's not just trucker's butt. It's people who are sitting on, you know, sit in the office all day, yeah.
Okay, so it is different than trucker's butt.
Well, I mean, sitting on your can all day long isn't good for you, no matter if you're behind a desk or behind a wheel.
Yeah, it's like getting a zit inside your bomb and then it blows up. Or is that different than what you're talking about?
I don't know.
It's like getting...
That's what I'm wondering. They get them from driving truck all the time, like sitting in an office?
Yeah.
Or driving equipment, heavy equipment?
Yeah.
You're bouncing around all the time and you get a zit.
Oh, no. No, we weren't talking about zits. No, that we weren't talking about that. You get a zit. You get a zit from doing that?
Yeah. It's about as big as your little fingertip nail. And it hurts like a son of a bitch.
Really?
And then it blows up and it's bloody and pussy for 3 days.
That's
and
nice.
It's painful. Not telling you what, my friend.
Where does it, so that's right on, where in your butt does it happen?
Halfway down between your cheeks to your bunghole. It's not by the bunghole. It's halfway inside your cheek.
Oh, my God. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It's called trucker's butt. Or equipment butt. From driving equipment's even worse. You're bouncing around on excavators and stuff.
Yeah.
No, so, I never heard of that. So a lot of people get this?
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's...
And the only way you can get rid of it is a surgery. They cut your butt open and pinch the tube off.
Wow.
Now, have you had it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not giving my name up.
Yeah.
So there's nothing at the truck stop shower that can clean that up or something or anything like that?
Yeah, there should be some special underwear for truckers.
No, it grows about 4 or 5 days. It's so painful. It's hard to walk, you know, so...
Wow.
And then when it blows, it leaks for about 3 or 4 days.
Sorry, we're grossing everybody out here. But what is it? What causes it? Is it the bouncing, or is it just the
it's the bouncing,
the sweat,
like
and
friction
on your butt?
The bouncing and okay.
So it's not so like an ingrown hair where you're like your butt's rubbing or something.
No, they call it trucker's butt, so it's different than the office butt. So there's office butt and trucker's butt.
Yeah.
So you put that on the air, my friend.
Oh, it is on the air. You're on the air right now.
Oh, yeah.
You've just educated everybody.
I turned my radio off.
All right. Well, thank you.
All righty. Have a good one.
Sit easy. Rest easy. All right. That doesn't sound like a good thing right there. So I assume a number of our listeners, truck driving listeners, have suffered from that. He calls it trucker's butt. There's probably some kind of clinical name for that. You would think that the truck stops, the Flying J's and whatever they are out there, would sell something that would prevent that from happening, or some kind of special trucker's
ointment.
Butt.
Trucker's butt ointment.
Trucker's butt ointment.
The TBO.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the chicken fried steak and eggs. And then you get some trucker's butt ointment.
Yeah. All right. Well, 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM. All right. This is Francine. She's had the trucker's butt, but it's called something. What is the technical name for it, Francine?
It's called a pilonidal cyst.
Pilonidal cyst?
Pilonidal or polynidal cyst?
Nope, pilonidal.
Pilonidal cyst. And you got this thing doing what?
Office work, sitting in a desk all the day.
Okay, all right. So
and you went to medically got it diagnosed.
Yeah, and I had to have it surgically removed as well.
So you've never been in a tree. You've never driven truck.
No.
So it's got the trucker's butt name. So it's just from doing a lot of sitting and.
Yeah. Yeah, and it forms at the base of your tailbone.
How painful is it?
Extremely painful. So, I had to sit on a donut for a while.
You had to sit on a what for a while?
One of those air donuts.
Oh, one of those things. Yeah, one of those air donuts. You had to sit on that thing for a while until she blew
mine didn't blow like the other guy said.
Yeah.
I had to have it surgically removed. So.
Yeah.
What was a typical day of sitting? Were you sitting for 8 hours at a time or?
Yes.
And
doing computer work.
Yeah. So did your doctor say anything about it being more common among truckers than other people or just anybody who does a lot of sitting?
No, he actually said usually truckers get it more than anybody.
Oh, man, that's good. Mm. And how can you not get that? What can you do to prevent yourself from getting that? Because I know we've got a lot of truckers right now, maybe the younger ones who never heard of this, who now are panicked thinking they're going to get this. What do you do?
I'm thinking just a better padded seat would probably help.
That's it, huh? Just a better padded seat? I'll take care of it.
I'm guessing. I don't know otherwise.
Okay. All right. But you're okay now? You haven't had any recurrences of polydinyl?
No, that was 20, 30 years ago, so I'm good now.
And say it. What's it called again?
Pilonidal cyst.
Pilonidal cyst. Now, is that the piles? Is that what piles are?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Yes, though. I'm not sure.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, because I think they say you get the piles from sitting on hard surfaces.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
So that could be what the piles are.
I'm wondering if they take a day out of your training at the Taylor Truck Driving School to address this. Do they address this in school and like medically? Like, look, guys, it's all great. It's a great paying job. You'll be home every night. You'll love it. You do got to watch out for the pilonidal cysts.
AKA trucker's butt. Thank you, Francine.
That's right.